All right. Well, first of all, I wanted to thank Jimmy for pulling all these strings to get me in here. And I want to thank my mom for always supporting my poetry and my art and my music and everything, essentially. So yeah, this piece doesn't really have a title, but I wrote it, I guess, a couple weeks ago. And I don't know, I kind of thought it wasn't that great. But then I read it to a bunch of people, and they were all like, this is really good. So that's why I'm here. All right. I'm lying on my roof in the middle of the night, and I'm thinking about stars. How they die before their light reaches Earth. They live by legacy. How the biggest burn out first, and how the sun seems to dodge that rule. How they seem to flicker. I'm no astronomer. I speak in metaphor and fits of laughter and unnecessary passion. My mouth can't fit a black hole. Though I believe that maybe, if you look hard enough, maybe you can see the world move. Keep your eyes on the star. You'll start to believe that it moves, or you'll start to talk yourself into trying to hold it in your hands, because the more you look, the more you want it. And I know the ice caps are melting. I know we're losing everything. But maybe I'll find a way to live in the sky. Maybe I already have. Someone once told me that I am a star. I burn myself up for other people. I said maybe. I wonder if I'll burn out, or maybe I'll learn that not everything is my responsibility and I don't carry the whole universe on my shoulders. Maybe I'll learn to let myself breathe and take a moment to watch the sunrise. Maybe I'll learn to let someone else take care of Saturn. Thank you.